This afternoon we're reading from the Psalm 62. To the chief musician, to Jeduthun, a psalm of David. Truly my soul waiteth upon God, and from him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall ye be, and as a tottering fence. They only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies, they bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly, Selah. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Amen. We know that God will bless his word. One of our best known and best loved modern hymns is one called In Christ Alone. The theme of the hymn is, as its name suggests, our only hope is Christ. I read you the first and the last verses. In Christ alone my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man, can ever pluck me from his hand, till he returns and calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. This also is the theme of the 62nd Psalm. The key word is one which has been translated by the English word alone. The times when the word alone is employed in the English version of this psalm is most helpful. Verse 2, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence. Verse 5, My soul, wait thou only upon God. Verse 6, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defence, I shall not be moved. The message of the psalm is positive and upbeat. It is an affirmation of faith in the strongest possible sense. David is under pressure from deceitful liars who threaten his life. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly, David says. They are not men to be trusted. They are not all they appear to be. Although he is surrounded by such double-tongued individuals, David is not dismayed. As far as he is concerned, his enemies are as bowing walls and tottering fences. They are without foundation. Whereas he is quite different. He will trust in God alone. Therefore he will not be moved. From his threatened position he will not look to man for help. He describes low men as vanity and high men as a lie. When all kinds of men, whether they be rich or poor, whether they be respectable or disreputable, are weighed in the balances. When all these men are laid in the balances, they are lighter than vanity, David says. They are not worth trusting. Nor was David going to depend on money or power to extricate him from his troubles. If riches increase, he declared, set not your heart upon them. They will do me no good. He was going to depend on God alone. In fact, as he came to verse 11, he said, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. How many times has God not confirmed this to me, he said. Power rests in God alone. He is the only one I need to trust. I need nothing else. I need no one else but God alone. His statement of faith, his expression of peace, could not have been stronger. God alone in the midst of adversity. Just think about these words, God alone, and apply them to your own circumstances. How can you become a Christian? Through God alone, as he reveals himself in the person of Jesus Christ. You cannot become a Christian through your good works. You cannot become a Christian through your church or your religion. In fact, no religion can save your soul. You cannot become a Christian through your prayers or your Bible readings. You can only become a Christian through Christ alone, who died for you and rose again for you. How can you become a Christian through Christ? By faith. Now, faith in itself does not save. If faith were to save us, faith would become a work, and we cannot be saved by our works. But what faith does is this. Faith depends, rests upon the only one who can save. Faith trusts the only one who can help. Faith declares, Christ alone, this is all I need. This is why in the final verse David said, Unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. There is mercy with the Lord. Mercy belongs to God. Our sin offends God. It separates us from him. We need God's mercy. We need God's forgiveness. Therefore, we need to trust Christ alone. Are you trusting him today? Perhaps you are a Christian, but you are struggling with assurance. You have asked Christ to save you, and yet you are unsure, you are uncertain. You're like the bowing wall and the tottering fence that we referred to earlier. How can you be sure of salvation? The answer is simple, Christ alone. Do not depend upon a fine life, attending church, fellowshipping with other believers, going to prayer meetings to give you assurance. Because somewhere along the line you will feel God, and then you will wonder, am I really a Christian? Depend on Christ alone. He only is my rock and my salvation. Don't get me wrong. When you depend on Christ alone, you will want to live a good and profitable Christian life. You will want to please Christ alone because of your love for him and his love for you. But yet you will not depend on those works to give you assurance. You will depend upon Christ, the one who never changes and whose truth and word secures us. Perhaps you are facing troubles as a Christian. Like David, you are under siege. Who do you look to? Christ alone. David refused to trust his friends, to look to people of influence. He did not depend on his power or his wealth or anything like that. He simply trusted God alone. He surrendered his difficulties into God's hands and he said, I am trusting you, God, to get me through this mess, whatever it is. Are you willing to trust God? Burdens really are lifted at Calvary, you know. Stop looking inward or outward. Look upward. Trust in the one who is our rock and our salvation. Trust in the God who does not fail. I pray that these words will be an encouragement to you. I thank you for listening.